Welcome back to Logical with Ludmila, where we untangle the legal knots so that you don't have to. I'm Ludmila Yamalova, a U.S. qualified lawyer based in Dubai. In each episode, we break down complex law into clear, practical insights that you can actually use. In today's episode, we'll talk about proprietary crypto or virtual asset trading in the UAE and in particular in Dubai. This is a topic that comes up constantly from founders, traders, family offices, and even long-term UAE residents who are active in crypto personally and are now asking a very logical question, which is, should I be owning crypto through a legal entity instead? The short answer is sometimes yes, sometimes not, and there are a number of important caveats. And because while proprietary crypto trading is allowed in the UAE, and while there are clear licensing pathways, the reality on the ground is more nuanced, especially when it comes down to regulation, structure, and banking. So today we'll break this down logically. Now, why are we talking about crypto and proprietary crypto trading at this point? I mean, in short, as crypto ownership in the UAE has matured and continues to mature by leaps and bounds, we're no longer talking about just casual hobby trading or experimental side wallets. We are more frequently talking about meaningful portfolios, long-term strategies, and disciplined trading activity, and in general, people who live in the UAE and want their crypto exposure to be structured, compliant, and sustainable. And that's where proprietary crypto trading through a legal entity enters the conversation. So let's talk about what's the difference between personal ownership of crypto versus through a company or through a legal entity. So in terms of the personal crypto ownership, and many those who own crypto know exactly what that means. When you own it personally, this is the simplest model. You own the crypto personally, you trade your own assets, you act in your individual capacity, and there's no license required. This is very legal, and it's common and widely accepted throughout the world and certainly in the UAE as well. Now, owning crypto through a legal entity is somewhat of a different legal universe. In this case, it's the company that owns crypto, and the company trades its own capital. You as an individual, you're only a signatory or an authorized representative for the company and not an owner of the crypto. Because it's a company, there's obviously a regulatory oversight, and there's a number of sort of licensing, disclosures, and compliance requirements. So the moment crypto activity moves from you personally to your company, you're no longer in the same legal category. And many people may underestimate just how significant that shift is. So what is proprietary crypto virtual asset trading in terms of, the license in the UAE? So proprietary crypto or virtual asset trading means exactly this. A company trades only its own funds, right, for its own benefit without touching client money. So there is no custody for others. There's no brokerage services. There's no exchange services, no exchange activities, and no third-party capital. And why would people, especially all those crypto owners that have been quite successful over the years, why would they choose a company structure instead of owning crypto in their own personal capacity? There are a number of reasons, and it really depends on the circumstances of each person or each group of people. So one, as far as the UAE is concerned, and what we have been seeing from our clients, one of the main reasons potentially legitimizing income, and we can get into what that necessarily that means shortly. But so that seems to be at this point is perhaps the primary reason. It's legitimizing income. The other reasons is risk separation. It's personal versus corporate. There's internal governance and controls. I mean, there's also succession and estate planning for some. And then in general, in terms of the long-term capital strategies and also professionalism of trading activity. So those are some kind of at a high level reasons for why one may choose to have crypto owned through a legal entity versus personal. For UAE residents in particular, having a local sort of compliance structure often aligns with how they live, how they invest in the UAE and elsewhere, and how they plan their future. The structure alone does not equal safety, but it certainly is quite convenient for a number of reasons. So why would some choose proprietary crypto trading through a legal entity? As I said earlier, it's about structure, it's about continuity, it's about control, but most importantly, it's about legitimizing income for many. And so what does that mean? So one of the sort of most common reasons people arise for reasons, I guess people want a legal entity for their crypto ownership is legitimizing income. So this, you know, this argument comes up constantly, especially from people for whom crypto trading is the primary source of income or their only source of income. And let's face it, there's a lot of crypto owners who got into the space kind of early on and have done very well for themselves. And at this point, there's really no reason for them to work for someone else or to belong to some other kind of a more formal business enterprise. They do just fine owning their own crypto and being able to provide for themselves and their family and for many years to come. So they don't really need to work for anyone else. And so this becomes their primary source of income and, you know, if not the only source of income. So in practical terms, when people say, yeah, when they want legitimize income. So because while crypto is very well known and very common around the world, there's still a lot of legal and regulatory and a number of other nuances about actually transferring crypto into fiat currency or into money, into as traditional money as we know it. So just owning a crypto wallet and making good money on the wallet does not quite translate into physical world, into sort of old-fashioned world as we know it. So at some point in time, there is this need to transfer crypto into fiat or into some other form of traditional currency. And that's kind of where a lot of issues come up because the banks are still a little skittish about dealing with anything to do with crypto. And so therefore, when people talk about legitimizing income, they want to be able to explain income to banks. Also, there is increasingly so, not just in the UAE, but kind of throughout the world, there's this requirement for people to show a lawful source of funds. And while owning crypto is perfectly lawful because it's somewhat kind of off the grid. It's sort of outside of the traditional banking system. It's outside of traditional economies and industries as we know them. So legitimizing crypto income is or a source of funds is still needs to be kind of explained. So that's another reason for legitimizing income, if you will. And then, for the same sort of vein, it's to also to justify lifestyle and spending, and then also being able to just to field a number of compliance questions when you have either from banks or from regulators or from counterparties, from third parties who you may want to be transacting, and you're using your crypto dollars, if you will, or cryptocurrency. And then kind of one of the, for UAE in particular, one of the other reasons why you may want to legitimize income is to have a long-term residency. And so that's also why the UAE has been very popular for a lot of crypto owners is that it has publicly made statements and has done quite a bit to let the world know that this is a very crypto virtual asset friendly jurisdiction and has introduced a number of laws and established a number of authorities to help regulate and therefore legitimize anything to do with virtual assets. So as a result, there's a lot more people who are from the rest of the world who tend to want to come to the UAE and have already come to the UAE, relocated to the UAE, because they do tend to invest in crypto and do very well, and this is the country that's made it very public to the world that it welcomes people with that sort of income, with those kinds of skills. So there's a lot more people that are moving to the UAE with their crypto, so to speak, wallets, but. But because it's crypto wallet, it just kind of makes you wealthy, if you will. It makes you well-to-do in a very specific world. When you move to the UAE, you still need to have legitimacy to be able to have residency here. So that's kind of another reason. So when people talk about legitimizing income, that's also another reason. So if you want to live in a different country, it would benefit for you to have some sort of identifiable source of income, among other things, to plan and structure your long-term residency in the UAE. Crypto in itself, that does not, by the way, mean that, setting up a proprietary crypto trading license will make your business legal, because it's not illegal for somebody to own crypto in a personal capacity. That's not illegal. So it's not about legitimizing from that perspective. It's more about legitimizing the source of income. And when proprietary trading license, actually, just in terms of explaining how the license works and what it can help you do, it confirms that the activity is lawful. So if you have a license to proprietary crypto trading license to sort of trade crypto, so having that, it confirms the activity is lawful. It also documents the nature of your income. It creates an auditable structure. It supports compliance narratives and provides consistency over time. What it does not do, and this is quite important, it has a number of limitations, and that's it does not guarantee banking, and we can delve into it shortly. And it does not guarantee acceptance of funds. It also does not immunize against AML or anti-money laundering scrutiny. And it does not automatically turn profits into salary by default. So there's a structure that you kind of need to follow in order to legitimize it from that perspective. So why does this matter for sole income crypto traders? For people who own, whose only income or primary source of income is from crypto, so personal trading can become hard to explain at scale, right? That's a good problem to have, is when you have done well owning crypto in your personal capacity to the point where you don't have to work. That means you have quite a bit of money that you now want to reinvest. You want to buy property in the UAE, for example. You want to invest into businesses. So that's sooner or later, question about source of income will come up. And so that's where sometimes, when you're trying, if your income is has risen to the scale where you're able to do these kinds of investments, you need to be able to substantiate in the long run where the income comes from. And depending on who you're dealing with, some parties may have more stringent requirements than others. If you just own crypto personally and you have kind of irregular gains, depending what you do with all those funds, it can raise compliance issues. And as we all know, banks these days are kind of the biggest enforcers in the world order. And so the questions usually come, first of all, from banks. Where does the income come from? Is this a recurring? Is it structured? Because it's one thing, let's say I own a number of Bitcoins. I go and I convert them into fiat in UAE dirhams or dollars. And then what do I do with that? As we know, having cash is not so easy at hand. So you want to go and you put it in the bank. And so that's when you come to the bank and you try to deposit money into the bank to be able to do more sort of traditional financial transfers. That's when the questions come up. So when you have a company sort of layered onto this, that's when that helps explain to the banks and the regulators and other sort of third parties a lot more coherently what you do and where your income comes from, instead of just saying, I trade crypto personally. So when you do, and that's the benefit of owning, having a crypto trading platform and owning your crypto vis-a-vis this legal structure. So what's important to highlight is that, as I mentioned earlier, just having this company does not necessarily guarantee that you'll open the bank account. And we'll talk about it shortly, because I know this is still quite a challenging issue for a lot of our clients that are in the crypto space. As I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, the banks, just even if you have all the documentation from, you can show that the wallet, you had this crypto in this wallet, you've sort of transferred, you've converted it, even when you bring it to the bank, the banks don't always accept the funds. It's, you know, the AML requirements, the AML obligations, that sort of is an animal to itself. It doesn't necessarily override those obligations. You know, banks being banks, they still traditionally want to look at the transaction history, the counterparties, and the fiat on and off ramps, and geographical exposure, and behavioral patterns, and if those don't pass scrutiny, a license alone won't help you. So there's, in addition to the license, obviously there's a kind of compliance and regulatory requirements that need to be followed in order to maximize the benefits of having a license. So that's basically kind of the issues for the arguments for having a cryptocurrency, a proprietary crypto trading license versus owning it in a personal capacity. Having this kind of a license when it helps most is when crypto activities is consistent and long term, which once again, this is why we're having this discussion, because from our clients, we're seeing more and more clients have done quite well owning cryptocurrency and are more so increasingly so interested in investing in the UAE in particular into a greater extent, buying properties, buying companies, and the volumes are quite more significant and they're much more sort of long term. And if they want to live full time in the UAE, which many of them are in fact quite attracted to the UAE, so they need a way to support. There's a lifestyle, residency, and planning. So that's basically why they are starting to examine whether owning crypto in personal capacity is the best way, or whether there's some other tools to do it. So that's basically the main reason is just to so-called legitimize income. Now, legitimize again doesn't mean that if you don't have this license, your income is illegitimate. It just means that you'll be able to communicate in more understandable terms with the traditional banking representatives or systems and the regulators and such. Some of the other reasons are, like, for example, it's called the risk separation of personal assets, and you know that's because when you own something in personal capacity versus when you own it in a corporate capacity, there's obviously a separation, legal separation. So it's not, the risks are less because you're not being held responsible as an individual. It's done vis-a-vis a company. For not so much yet, but it's just a matter of time. But the reasons of sort of succession, inheritance, and continuity planning will become a lot more of a topic for the time being. A lot of the crypto owners tend to be younger, so they don't really think about succession and inheritance so much. But it's certainly a subject that is starting to surface more, which means how do you pass on your crypto wealth to your family? So having a legal structure is another reason to help kind of communicate and pass it on to the family members and kind of plan along the way. Some of the other reasons as well is, governance, control, and internal discipline. Personal trading is more informal by nature, whereas corporate trading requires obviously defined decision-making authority, internal policies, and transaction approvals, record-keeping, and accountability. So it kind of forces you to be much more structured in terms of your trades and all the record-keeping and the documentation that sort of follows. Obviously this is perhaps more of a benefit and interest for serious traders. It's not necessarily deemed to be a burden. It's actually could be a feature or benefit. There's a layer of professionalism in the trading activity that having a license will give you. So at a certain scale, crypto trading stops being just personal investing. It becomes more like a strategy, an operation, and a business activity. So a proprietary trading license will allow those traders to operate openly as professionals and engage with institutions institutional counterparts and also obviously structure long-term trading strategies and separate trading activity from day-to-day personal finances. And this is particularly relevant for family offices and founders with liquidity events and residents whose economic center of life is in the UAE. And then obviously another reason for the legal license or legal separation is the credibility with counterparties and service providers. You know, like it or not, perception matters, and a licensed proprietary trading company is easier to explain to the counterparties and easier to document for compliance and often easier to defend in due diligence. This does not magically solve banking challenge, but it helps with onboarding discussions, contractual negotiations, and compliance narratives. And then there's, you know, paradoxically, there's this what's called the regulatory predictability. You know, it operates because you operate through a regulated structure. It is much more predictable than personal trading. And that's, you know, because the rules are a lot more clear and expectations are documented, and so the compliance perimeter is much better defined. So corporate trading kind of forces clarity, and sometimes uncomfortably so, but in the long run, it many find it beneficial. And then, you know, and then I guess specifically for the UAE, having this legal license or a legal entity helps, or in particular in connection with the UAE residency. So if you have a proprietary crypto trading license, that allows you then to apply for a residency on the basis of either owning the company or being one of the authorized representatives or sort of employed by the company. And that you can extend to your partners, that if you have partners or even other family members, so you can sponsor them either through the company or through yourself on the back of your residence visa. So for and then those who live in the UAE would attest, as everything here stems from your UAE residency. If you have UAE residency, then it's very easy to open the bank account. If you have a bank account, then it's very easy to invest in different entities, and it's easy to set up companies, other businesses, and invest and receive dividends and rent properties. You know, buy, sell, and sort of everything else kind of falls from there. So having this license in particular will not only, for those who want to live in the UAE, will not only help you get the residency on the basis of this proprietary crypto trading license, but also will ultimately accurately reflect what it is that you're doing, the source of your income. We have a number of clients who we know have done quite well in crypto ownership and crypto trading, but they own it so in personal capacity. But in order to have a UAE residency, they would open some other company in the UAE, and it could be like a family office, could be some sort of consultancy. And that also works for purposes of the UAE for the time being, but ultimately that kind of a company does not reflect the actual source of your income. Because if crypto ownership is your sole or primary source of income, then there's a special legal entity that or vehicle that helps you show exactly that. So you can have a company to exactly reflect where your income comes from. Because what we find is often these consultancies and other types of legal entities that are set up, they're a little bit of a cover, right? Because that they don't necessarily reflect the source of income. And as a result, there's a lot of this kind of commingling of funds, because whenever you set up a consultancy that doesn't quite sort of do any kind of consulting services, but in fact is funded or financed through the crypto, your crypto investments, then what often happens is that clients just send from their personal accounts into the company's account money and kind of finance the company from that perspective. And it works until it doesn't. In sort of corporate terms and in commercial terms, that's not proper governance, because a company, any kind of dollar that comes into a company or any dirham that comes into a company needs to reflect or it ultimately needs to match the trading activity of that company. So if you're a consulting company and you've got money coming in, it should be on the basis of the services that you provide as a consulting company. But what we find is that a lot of these legal entities exist that they don't, you know, although they're being funded through the crypto investments or crypto dollars. So it's not quite a perfect avenue, you know, and this is also why I wanted to talk about this subject, is that we're seeing more and more from, you know, talking to many of our clients, that they may not be either aware or may not necessarily understand properly that the UAE, it does have its own proprietary crypto trading license that will allow them ultimately to kind of achieve multiple benefits. On the one hand, you can have UAE residency. On the other hand, it will accurately reflect the source of your income. And most importantly, in the long run, it will legitimize your crypto investments. That's basically the reason why this is an important subject, and why it's I guess I'm being reminded over and over again how it's not a subject concern that's talked very much or maybe understood very much by within the UAE by those who are very well to do and have a very successful crypto investors. So. There are in the UAE, and it's perhaps it's somewhat unfortunate because the UAE, as I mentioned earlier, the UAE is a jurisdiction that has, as a whole, has done quite a bit and continues to do quite a bit to attract virtual asset businesses and interests and talent into the UAE, and it's developing kind of almost on a daily basis regulations and legal framework to attract and to maintain and manage and regulate that space at a regulated forum. We have the country that is, it has multiple options and multiple ways to offer proprietary crypto trading licenses to those who may want to consider moving it from their personal ownership into legal entity. So, for example, there's three main emirates that have these kinds of licenses. One is the Abu Dhabi, and that's through ADGM, or the Abu Dhabi Global Markets, which is regulated by the FSRA, and that's that's one economic zone in the Emirate of Abu Dhabi that has specific licenses that will allow you to have what's called the proprietary virtual asset crypto trading. Ras Al Khaimah is the other emirate. It also, through its digital oasis free zone, it has an option that gives an option of proprietary trading license. And then you've got Dubai. And Dubai has perhaps the most kind of active jurisdiction, and it has multiple economic zones that offer this option. And there's even multiple regulators that regulate the space. So let's talk about Dubai, because it does have the biggest footprint in this space and has most options for those who may consider having proprietary crypto trading licenses. So we've got, in Dubai alone, we have there's two main categories. There's the DIFC, which is the Dubai International Financial Center, which is its own economic zone, has its own regulatory environment, in particular with virtual assets, and then there's the rest of Dubai. So in the rest of Dubai, you've got the DMCC, which is the Dubai Multi-Commodity Center. You have the mainland Dubai, which is governed by DET, which is the Dubai Economy and Tourism Authority. You have IFZA, which is another free zone, and that's International Free Zone Authority. You have Maidan Free Zone. You have the DWC, or Dubai World Trade Center Free Zone. And as I mentioned earlier, you have the DIFC. So each one of these economic zones has a version of a virtual asset or crypto proprietary trading license. In Dubai, additionally, in terms of these are the licenses through which you can set up, but we also have two types of regulators. So in the DIFC, you have the Dubai Financial Services Authority, and then in the rest of Dubai, you have what's called the VARA, Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority. So Dubai has certainly quite an established footprint of options for proprietary traders, and also the requirements that one needs to follow in order to apply and qualify. So in terms of just the requirements to set up this license, I mean, they're more or less very similar, with perhaps a few exceptions, to setting up any other company in Dubai. So you pick the economic zone through which you want to set up, and then you have a clear business plan, and you decide who the shareholders are going to be. Then you have to submit this is where the nuances that come up, and that's this is fairly new, but now you also need to submit sort of approval from VARA, from Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority. So it's called the No Objection Certificate, in addition to everything else. So apart from this VARA NOC, it's everything else is the same as if you were to open up a company anywhere else. Now, in terms of the fees and the timing, apart from this NOC from from VARA, it's the same, very similar to opening up any other company in Dubai. Because of this VARA NOC, it's the timing now, these days, can be a little longer. And that's because in the past, or until, so by the way, this proprietary crypto trading license in Dubai has existed, at least in its original form, since 2021. And that was DMCC, who was the first free zone that introduced this option. And we've had clients ever since who set up proprietary crypto trading licenses back then. And until 2023, there was no requirement of a VARA NOC. And that's because VARA did not exist yet. VARA was established in 2023. So until that time, the license, opening up a proprietary crypto trading license, was very similar to any other license. In terms of the timing and cost. Now, as of 2023, when Dubai regulators introduced and established this Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority, the VARA now has the mandate and to regulate to one extent or another all virtual asset related businesses. Now, for important to highlight that for proprietary crypto trading, you are not licensed by VARA. You are licensed by a specific economic zone where you decide to set up. Like if you set up in DMCC or in IFSA or Maidan, so you are licensed by that entity. But what you do need to get is an NOC or an approval from VARA, and that basically, in terms of the VARA's NOC, what that confirms is that you are dealing with just your own capital. It's your own crypto wallet. You're not doing it on behalf of anybody else. You're not an exchange. You're not a broker. But VARA, as a result, has a questionnaire that you need to fill out as part of either, and this is important, either application for a new license or renewal. And if you're applying a new, I guess that's all you know. That's the protocol, in addition to all the other requirements that you would otherwise have to follow if you were to open up any other business. You'd also need to get an OC from VARA. So there's a questionnaire. You fill out the questionnaire. Ultimately, to give VARA the confidence that that you are in fact a proprietary trader and not something else, and provide them with whatever the KYCs and the source of funds, but for those who have had proprietary crypto trading licenses for a few years, and they are now finding themselves kind of for the first time having to go through this process, which they didn't have to go through upon renewals. In other words, before you renew, and as those businesses who have been in the UAE for a while would know, we need to renew our licenses every year. So every time you renew the license, you need to submit a number of documents, including the audit report. And as part of your renewal, now you need to submit the VARA NOC. That was not a requirement before. It is a requirement now. And as a result, for those companies who have been around for a while, it's a bit of a kind of a new element to deal with. And I'll say diplomatically, for some, it's sort of frustration, because that's not something they had to deal with. It's important to highlight that, you know, VARA, in this particular case, their NOC is not, you're not being licensed, so you're not being held as a virtual asset service provider, or VASP, you're purely, so you're still your proprietary crypto trading license, that's your license by a specific economic zone or a business authority, but you have an okay or green light to be in the space from VARA. So some clients find it kind of perhaps, and again, it's mainly the clients who have had these licenses for a while, and they're finding this is a new requirement for them. They're finding it's a little unsettling because that's not something that they had to deal with. On the one hand, they need to get an NOC from VARA, but on the other hand, they're not licensed by VARA. So it's that's also why I wanted to have this topic kind of laid out in this way. It's just to explain that, yes, you have to get, the VARA is still involved. It's not a specific license. They don't want you to hold yourself out as being licensed by VARA, but you do need kind of in the back end this checklist or a check from VARA in order for you to continue to be able to renew your license, your business license. And by the way, if you don't get the VARA NOC, you will not be able to renew your license. So this is also an important element. In terms of what, so this is again, it's coming from a lot of our clients who've had these proprietary trading licenses for a while. It's like, so what does the VARA look at? You know, what is in all these sort of initial disclosures that they require for you to provide as part of your either application or renewal? And I mean, at the high level, they look at the usual things. It's like, you know, they want to ensure that you're in fact proprietary trader. There's no client funds. That there's a very clear structure. There's some sort of substance. By the way, they do now look at the substance, and that also that your AML and you have AML and compliance controls. So this is a little bit of a moving target in terms of exactly what does that mean, because the laws continue to evolve. But you know, if you've had this company for a while, or if you are applying anew, and you can show basically that you have substance in the UAE, that you have the source of your income, then it should not be you should not find any sort of challenges in terms of having your license, you have NOC received, and therefore license renewed or approved. But it is an additional element, right? It's an additional requirement. For those who, again, as I said earlier, if this crypto ownership is your primary source of income and you want to be based in the UAE, this certainly is a convenient tool to at least consider for the long run, because it has so many other benefits despite these kind of regulatory and compliance nuances, which, by the way, is not something to be surprised by. But I do understand that from the crypto owner's perspective, they're used to being a little less formal and a little kind of below the regulatory radar. So any kind of regulations that they have to comply with is a bit of a challenge for them to deal with and accept. Now so you can have, just kind of a recap. So you can have as a crypto owner, you can have a specific license that will allow you to own your crypto through a legal entity, your own crypto, which on the back of which you can legitimize your source of income and your presence and so on and so forth. And among other things, you can have residency, you can sponsor, you can hire employees, you can have an office, and you can have, by the way, which is quite important for a number of crypto owners, is to have a corporate internet connection. So you can have all that. But there's still one nuance, is that in terms of having a corporate bank account, it's been a little challenging. So, and those businesses who are set up in the UAE or who are considering to set up in the UAE will know that as part of setting up a company, there's a number of requirements and they're attached to it. In addition to having a license, you need to have an office space, and it can be it can also be what's called a flexi desk, or like a form of a virtual office. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical office, but there has to be an office or an address registered to your license. You need to pay licensing fees. You need to do an annual audit. You need to register with the federal tax authorities. You know, there's a whole sort of list of things that you need to do as a corporate entity or as a legal entity among one of these requirements is a bank account. So in order for you as a legal entity to exist in the UAE, so much of what you do as a business hinges on having a bank account, a corporate bank account. And that's even paying for your license, paying for your office space or your rental, for your rent, office rent, paying your employees, paying your auditors, and even paying FTA or VAT, whatever sort of a tax obligations you have, utilities, and so on and so forth. So there's everything as a business you do, you should naturally expect to do that through a corporate bank account. So, and here lies a little bit of a nuance. For the time being, the banks in the UAE are a little still conservative and a little, therefore, skittish and careful about opening up corporate bank accounts for these proprietary crypto trading companies. So we have a number of clients who have had, as I mentioned earlier, since 2021, when the UAE first or Dubai first introduced proprietary licenses. They set them up, and they've been trying to open bank accounts ever since. And from their experience is that any time the traditional banks hear that either see it on a license that this has to do anything with crypto, then they're they take a step back, and so they're not interested in, or they're not as enthusiastic about opening up corporate bank accounts, and therefore anything to do with crypto, from a traditional perspective of sort of traditional banks, for these companies is still a challenge. So in simple terms, you can have a license, a proprietary virtual asset or crypto trading license in the UAE in different emirates and in different sort of economic zones. And you'll be able to benefit from all the other things I've discussed about legitimizing income and getting you your residency, having sort of continuity of business for inheritance purposes, succession planning, and so on and so forth, except that you may not be able to have a bank account just yet. I guess the natural question is, how do you do business? And because we're talking about crypto, at least our clients have sort of figured out a way to deal with, just still trying to transfer money from other. By the way, this is quite important. So it seems that other banks and other jurisdictions are more willing to open corporate bank accounts for that same UAE company, crypto proprietary trading company, but elsewhere. So we've had clients who have kind of been able to work around that by opening for that same UAE company, opening up a foreign bank account. They seem to, for the time being, to figure out ways to exist in the UAE with its legal entities, but without having a local bank account. There are specific kind of nuances that we've been hearing, and I just want to share this because they're all too real. And that's just, you still need, as a business in the UAE, you still need cash. You need to be able to pay your employees. You need to be able to pay for rent. You need to be able for utilities and whatever other sort of business expenses. So how do you do it when you don't have a corporate bank account? A lot of the crypto owners, and what they do is that they use what's called the OTC desks, and these are the over-the-counter desks. And usually, these are basically a service. It's a desk or it's a service that facilitates direct crypto transactions outside of a public exchange. So instead of placing orders on Binance or Coinbase, et cetera, you deal directly with a counterparty, usually through a trading desk that matches sources or executes a transaction for you. So we've seen cases where funds were traced and counterparties failed AML checks, and then traders or even staff were pulled into investigation. So this is kind of where the issue has arisen recently, is that these proprietary traders that have tried to get cash, basically, use these OTCs or these desks, only to later find out that these desks, for one reason or another, were closed down. They were closed down or they were sanctioned. And in most cases, they were sanctioned by VARA. And that's, in most cases, been because they didn't have the proper license. They were not properly licensed by VARA. So these OTCs or this over-the-counter desk seem to work to an extent. But sooner or later, they seem to either move base or close down or, worse, get into trouble. So that's kind of a word of caution. If you do open up this proprietary trading license, then try, and you don't want to use one of the licensed exchanges like Binance, which many don't want used to use because of the fees and disclosures and compliance requirements and such. Then make sure that at least do the research about the OTC or the over the counter desk that you would use. And VARA is actually pretty transparent in terms of which entities have the license. If you want to play it safe, just look it up on VARA, and if it's licensed by VARA, then you're more or less in the clear. If you are not, if the OTC, that particular desk, it does not have a license from VARA, just be mindful, because we have had cases authorities have been involved, criminal authorities have been involved, and that's when you're trying to trade crypto, exchange crypto for fiat, and through one of these desks, and authorities basically kind of raided. I guess perhaps somebody had turned the specific desk in, and not just the desk itself, but the people who worked at the desk, but also those who were trying to convert or sell or transfer crypto, got into trouble. So we have a case right now, thankfully it's sort of come around, and the person has been acquitted. But at the court of first instance, there was a verdict against them for ultimately using or trading crypto with somebody who was not properly licensed. So that's just something to keep in mind. So it's still an evolving space. These offices and these service providers are out there, and they hold themselves out as being legitimate. And by account of many, they work, but just be mindful that they may only work to an extent. If they don't have the proper license, you may potentially face criminal liability. You need to be very cautious. But there are safe options, and that's the idea. The idea of why we have the laws and the regulations and the regulatory authorities is to ensure this is a safe space. So if there are a number of desks that have been properly licensed by VARA, so if you want to do things by the book and play it safely, those are the desks you want to use. And then just be mindful, because what we have seen from some of our clients' experience is that if you use one of these other unlicensed desks, when the time comes to renew your license, if you list any one of those desks in your questionnaire, which you're required to submit to VARA, questions might come up there, and there's a risk that VARA will not give the NOC on the basis that you as a proprietary crypto trading license or business have conducted business with somebody who is not properly licensed. So there's a few nuances. So basically, kind of at a high level, just to summarize, proprietary. So the UAE does have a number of options for proprietary crypto trading or virtual asset licenses, and it certainly is a very convenient vehicle for those for whom crypto ownership is their primary source of business. Their options are many. There's Ras Al Khaimah, there's Abu Dhabi, there's Dubai. And more or less, the licenses has an established framework. There is, if you just need to be aware of this NOC from VARA requirement, if you provided that you qualify in every other way, that should just be a matter of time before you receive the NOC. It certainly is a very very beneficial tool for many, but there's that kind of issue of not being able to have a corporate bank account just yet. But as I mentioned earlier, many of our clients have been able to figure out a way to make it work and still see tremendous value, a tremendous benefit in having a proprietary crypto trading license in the UAE that gives them all these other benefits, and the expectation is that it's just a matter of time before the local banks will start also opening up bank accounts for these crypto businesses. So that's it for today's episode, episode of Logical with Ludmila. If you found this episode useful and you like what we do, you can always find more on our website, that is lylawyers.com. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And for the full experience, you can watch a video podcast on YouTube. Until next time, stay informed, stay safe, and keep things logical.